The war in Ukraine is now centered in the eastern Donbas region. The U.S. says Russia's offensive there is making incremental gains. Although on Friday, Russian forces appear to have taken control of a strategic town called Liman. NPR's Ryan Lucas is in Donbas and brings us this report on the war.
On a recent afternoon, a battered bus pulls to a halt outside a Ukrainian military hospital here in Donbas. One after another, wounded soldiers hobble out, more than 40 of them in all. There are men with leg wounds, head wounds. Nurses rush out with wheelchairs. One man struggling to walk limps over to a tree and throws up. Inside, a nurse reads out names of the men to assign them rooms while we head upstairs.
We are walking through the halls of the military hospital now. And these beds are full. They are full of wounded soldiers.
In a room at the end of the hallway, we meet a senior military surgeon. His graying hair is cut short. He puts a cigarette down to shake our hands. We agree not to use his name or say where this hospital is located because Russia has bombed medical facilities already in this war. This is a military hospital, but it treats civilians as well. And he says on an average day, doctors here operate on around 100 patients, three-quarters of them soldiers. He says they have enough staff, but the pace of work is grueling. That's why I look tired, he says. We've been at war for 3 months. But I'm ready and willing to be tired for as long as necessary in order to win. The Donbas is an agricultural and industrial region of vast rolling farmlands, dotted with giant slag heaps from coal mines. And this area has been at war since 2014. That's when separatists, backed by Russia, declared breakaway republics. Now, though, Russia is slowly gaining ground here. And the further east we go toward the front lines, the fewer civilians we see. Towns are largely empty. Traffic on the roads becomes almost exclusively Ukrainian military. On a recent drive to the town of Bakhmut, we passed around 30 tanks and armored personnel carriers, all heading toward the front. There were some heading in the opposite direction as well.
Yeah, that's an armored personnel carrier that they're pulling back. Damaged in the fighting.
The geography of Donbas makes the war here an artillery battle. And Ukrainian soldiers say right now they are outgunned. On a Bakhmut street bustling with military, we meet Sergei Shakun. He's the head of the civil military administration in Luhansk, and he's been fighting on the front lines. He says Russia has a significant advantage in heavy weapons and is using it. And that means, he says, Ukraine needs more heavy weapons of its own. The U.S. and European allies are trying to help with that. The Biden administration has sent Ukraine around 100 howitzers, heavy guns with a greater reach. And Shakun says those are helping. But the numbers are limited, and the Russians, he says, are going after them. The Russians are hunting those down, he says. As soon as the howitzers fire, they have to relocate so they don't get hit themselves. But some have been hit, he says, at least five so far. And Ukraine's military is having other issues as well. A group of young soldiers pulls us aside. They are deeply frustrated. They say they had only 2 weeks of training before being sent here to fight. They have outdated weapons, and at the front, they are under constant Russian bombardment. The Russians, one soldier says, hit us with cluster bombs, then grad rockets and artillery. He then adds with a hint of dark humor, they give us a cigarette break for a minute before it starts all over again. Some of these men say they spent days at the front and never shot their weapons. What good is a rifle against long-range artillery, they ask. We want to fight, one soldier says. If we're given good equipment and we have artillery and good battlefield tactics that work. It is a grinding war here in the Donbas, and the challenges for Ukraine are great. Even so, the will to fight remains. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Bakhmut, Ukraine.